So, Steve Engelberg, managing editor for ProPublica, how big is the smile on your face right about now?
Pretty darn big.
Pretty darn big. Steve Engelberg shares the Pulitzer Prize with the New York Times. ProPublica is a journalistic entity that was behind a story that was particularly honored in the Pulitzers. Let's just say, in the interest of full disclosure, you won a prize, but you were also a judge at the Pulitzers, right?
That's correct. I was a judge in the first round.
Well, explain what you actually won a prize for, and it was along with the New York Times, and why this represents a milestone in journalism that your organization and your kind of organization is actually a winner here.
Well, sure. We are an online news organization, so we publish at ProPublica.org. We don't own any printing presses, and we're a nonprofit. The board has relaxed the rules in the last few years to allow online organizations like us to compete. So that marks a milestone in the history of journalism. That certainly is kind of where we begin. The story was actually by Dr. Sherry Fink, one of our reporters, and it was about a hospital in New Orleans where the doctors began injecting very, very sick patients rather than have them be evacuated.
Injecting them to what end?
Well, they said to ease their pain. One of the doctors admitted that he was doing it to speed the patient's death. Now, these were very sick people, to be sure, but we believe, and we sort of established in a very long story published in the New York Times, that some of them certainly could have survived.
Well, it's a gripping story and a heart-wrenching story, but it's also an investigative story, and one of the issues in the whole profession of the journalism media is the loss of investigative reporting as newspapers migrate online and as the business model literally changes. What do you see for the future of investigative journalism? This was a very expensive piece to produce. Can newspapers do this on their own anymore?
Yes, they can, but it's a matter of choice. You look at the Public Service Award in the Pulitzers this year, it went to the Bristol Herald Courier. That is a paper in southwestern Virginia with seven reporters, one of which went and pursued a story about cheating in the gas leases in that part of the country. And that was a major investigative investment. The editor there, J. Todd Foster, committed one-seventh of his staff to that story. But it was honored then with the highest medal that you can get in the Pulitzers.
You know,
so it can be done.
As a judge, I wonder if you were in a position to take a look at the National Enquirer's coverage of the John Edwards sex scandal. They did not win. Did you have anything to say about that?
I didn't. I think that the Enquirer being entered is going to raise a lot of questions. They said, for example, that in that particular entry they didn't pay for any of the information. I think an organization that's paying for information should not be part of the Pulitzer Prizes. I think it certainly does raise questions. I was not on that jury, I hasten
right.
to add.
Well, it's interesting how the Pulitzers themselves become an opportunity to question and take a look at how journalism is produced and how high-quality journalism is going to be sustainable in this new environment. Congratulations, Steve Engelberg.
Thanks very much.
Steve Engelberg is managing editor for ProPublica, one of the Pulitzer Prize winners. The Washington Post got 4, the New York Times got 3. And, the Pulitzer Awards altogether are an interesting snapshot at a look in journalism in America.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.